Today's podcast of The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com. Toyota on the hot seat.
After 6 miles, God intervened. With the car stopped and both feet still on the brake, the motor still revved up and down.
That's Rhonda Smith talking yesterday about her Toyota. Whether or not God intervened, Congress has intervened. Lawmakers want to know what Toyota knew and when they knew it. And yesterday, Toyota started giving answers.
We've done extensive testing on this system, and we've never found a malfunction that's caused unintended acceleration.
Lawmakers have plenty of legislating to do this week, but the real show is in the hearing rooms as Toyota executives go on trial. Today, the big boss is called to the carpet all the way from Japan. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 24th. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry for one more day. He comes back tomorrow. And of course, I'm here with Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, Todd. Let's get right to the top stories we're following this morning. More now on Toyota's walk through the Capitol Hill fire pit. Here's Congressman Henry Waxman grilling Toyota's U.S. President James Lentz yesterday.
Do you believe that the recall on the carpet changes and the recall on the sticky pedal will solve the problem of sudden unintended acceleration?
Not totally.
Lentz also apologized repeatedly for the safety problems that led to worldwide recall, saying the company lost sight of the customer.
That sets the stage for Toyota's president, Akio Toyoda, the grandson of the company's founder, to testify before Congress today. We're joined now by Kate Linebaugh, auto reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, based on the treatment that James Lentz got yesterday, some of it pretty tough, what kind of treatment for the big boss, I call him, can we expect today in Congress?
Well, I think you'll see Akio Toyoda having the same message as Mr. Lentz, which is accepting full responsibility for the safety woes and talking about what the company is doing, what improvements the company is making. But Akio's challenge is going to be in handling the congressional questioning.
The congressional questioning, and it will be interesting to see how lawmakers question him, because James Lentz said that he didn't know how they were going to handle a lot of the technical issues. That's up to Japan. Kate Linebaugh, stay with us because we're going to talk to you more about the hearings in just a moment.
Staying on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he may use a parliamentary shortcut called reconciliation to bypass Republicans and pass a health care bill. Republicans are complaining because the move would allow Democrats to pass the bill with just 51 votes. But Reid says,
realistically, they should stop crying about reconciliation as if it's never been done before. It's done almost every Congress.
Reid says reconciliation has been used 21 times since 1981. In Afghanistan, NATO is putting restrictions on nighttime raids of homes. The directive comes as the coalition looks to reduce tension between its military forces and civilians. And we're also hearing some reports this morning that the next phase of the NATO offensive will focus on the city of Kandahar.
Moving to Haiti now, where at least two American missionaries still held on kidnapping charges are expected to soon be freed. Laura Silsby, the group's detained leader, says the judge told her he won't pursue the case any further.
We are thanking God for the judge's efforts to seek out truth, which will confirm our innocence of all charges.
And at the Olympics, the U.S. took silver in the Nordic combined team relay. American Johnny Spillane says it's been a long road.
It's a great feeling because it's a culmination of a lot of years of hard work and a lot of years of disappointment.
Let's turn to the markets now. Asian markets are down, European indices are mixed, and futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,292, the S&P opens at 1,094, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,213. Coming up later in the show, we talk food every Wednesday. How much do expiration dates really matter? Maybe less than you think. It might just be about the smell test. More on that later.
Our series Frustration Nation continues today as well. Being frustrated is one thing. How about a solution? Some of our listeners have been giving us answers to the gridlock in Washington in just 6 words. Doug in Wyoming says, stop calling Americans stupid and listen. What's your take? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. More on Toyota in a moment.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick here in for John Hockenberry for just one more day. He'll be back tomorrow. Now, Toyota is trying to rehabilitate its image this week, but before it can do that, it has to answer a lot of tough questions about safety and about recalls. And those questions are coming on Capitol Hill in several congressional hearings this week. Today, Toyota's CEO, Akio Toyoda, will come to Capitol Hill to answer questions. Yesterday, it was consumers' chance to speak. After the other, Toyota owners sat down and related startling experiences with their vehicles, like a tearful woman named Rhonda Smith, a driver whose car suddenly accelerated back in 2006.
After 6 miles, God intervened. As the car came very slowly to a stop, I pulled it to the left median. With the car stopped and both feet still on the brake, the motor still revved up and down.
Now that was Rhonda Smith, Toyota owner. Also called to the carpet yesterday was James Lentz. He is president of Toyota North American Sales. Now that's the sales. He's not in charge of manufacturing those cars for the most part. A lot of them are manufactured in the United States, but the decisions are made back in Japan. Kate Linebaugh was at the hearings yesterday. She's an auto reporter for the Wall Street Journal. She was at the hearings yesterday. She'll be at them today. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. Kate, there were some tears at the hearings yesterday, some tough questions. Were lawmakers as hard on Toyota North America President James Lentz as you thought they would be?
Yeah, I think they were. I think that they asked him some tough questions. I think that there were they were, especially the Democratic lawmakers, were pressing him on whether or not the recalls that Toyota has undertaken will solve the problem of sudden acceleration, to which, as you heard earlier, he said not totally. And this sort of cuts to the heart of what is going on, or the issue that Toyota faces, which is sudden unintended acceleration.
All right, let's hear from James Lentz quick. Let's talk about that, and let's hear what James Lentz had to say about that.
We've done extensive testing on this system, and we've never found a malfunction that's caused unintended acceleration.
He says they've never found a malfunction, but then he was also asked by lawmakers if fixing the floor mats and the pedals will fix the problem, and he said, not totally.
Right, because he says there are many mechanical issues. So sometimes maybe when you turn on your air conditioner, the engine revs, and some people may classify that, according to him, as a surge of the engine or sudden acceleration. He also mentions, and this was sort of the elephant in the room, that he didn't quite come out and say, is that there are human interface issues, which is driver error. This is the issue that both federal safety regulators and Toyota are sort of favor. That is the explanation for a lot of the sudden unintended acceleration that they see. And actually, in the case of the Smiths, NHTSA, in their filing, said that Mrs. Smith had stacked her floor mat. She had put a rubberized floor mat on top of the carpeted floor mat.
Now, NHTSA is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Driver error is probably not in public where they want to go right now when these hearings are about Toyota and safety problems and getting to the bottom of it. And later today, we're going to be hearing from the big boss, I'm calling him this morning, from Japan, Akio Toyoda. Kate, quickly, how do you think they're going to treat him?
I think that Akio will be able to speak much more authoritatively for the whole organization. And so many of the questions yesterday, Mr. Lentz was able to say, well, that happens in Japan.
I can't answer that, right.
Right, so I can't answer that. I don't know. Those tests were done in Japan. Well, Akio Toyoda will hopefully be able to bring something to the table from Japan. That said, I mean, I do think there may be some appreciation for the fact that he has made the trip. And the other, you know, potentially this could be in Japanese translation, which would make it a whole lot longer, and that's almost hard to imagine given how long yesterday's hearings were.
Well, for some Japanese translation, we have another guest who can talk to us about Akio Toyoda. Kate Linebaugh from the Wall Street Journal, thanks for joining us. I want to turn now to Bill Emmett. He's a former editor of The Economist, and he spent many years in Japan covering that country. He's joining us now from Italy. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Bill, tell us a little bit about the man, Akio Toyoda. He'll be testifying today in front of Congress after a long flight over from Japan. Who is this man?
He is the grandson of the founder of Toyota. It's his name on. That is a return to family control or family leadership of the company after several CEOs who were not from the family. So it's rather like Bill Ford returning family control to Ford. He's an unusual character in that he is quite outspoken. The tradition at Toyota is that they've generally been very shy of publicity. They come from Nagoya, about an hour and a half from Tokyo, not from the capital. They tend to come across as rather provincial, shy people who don't see the point of publicity. He is very outspoken. He told a group of Japanese journalists late last year that Toyota was coming towards a crisis and that it needed big changes if it was to recover. Now, this was before the recall, so I would imagine he now thinks he's really in a crisis.
And Bill Emmett, formerly from The Economist, as lawmakers read his profile and their chiefs of staff brief them about what kind of man this is, do you think after reading those profiles they choose to go at him hard as though he were the CEO of AIG, or do they treat him with deference and respect because he's come all the way from Japan?
Oh, I think they'll go after him fairly hard. Maybe a bit more deferential than with AIG or with someone from Citibank, but they will appreciate that he's come all the way from Japan. However, this is a safety issue. It's an issue of populist politics as well, and they're being lobbied probably by U.S. car makers to treat their major Japanese competitor pretty roughly. And so I think that they will give him a pretty hard time.
Did you think Bill Ford has said he thinks Akio Toyota is taking this recall personally and hard? Do you think that's true?
Yes, I think he probably is. I think he is very outspoken about his company. He's very personal in his defense of it. And he genuinely thinks his company is facing a crisis. Given that they have such a reputation for quality, it really is a serious crisis for Toyota.
Well, congressional hearings like this sometimes can amount effectively to a public trial, albeit a relatively brief one. Akio Toyota called to the carpet in Congress today, and we'll see how he reacts to lawmaker questioning. Bill Emmett, former editor of The Economist, who spent many years covering Japan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
And now at 15 minutes past the hour, let's check in on some stories we're following this morning.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he may use a shortcut to get the health care bill passed. The fast-track approach, known as reconciliation, would allow Democrats to bypass Republican opposition and pass the bill with just 51 votes. But GOP Senator Mitch McConnell says that's a problem because his party still opposes the bill.
And I would say putting a new name on a whole lot more spending is clearly not reform.
Staying with health care, executives from health insurance giant Anthem Blue Cross have told lawmakers their premium hikes are fair and legal. They say increases will happen. Today, a House committee will question executives from Anthem's parent company, WellPoint, on the planned rate spikes of up to 39%.
A new study says doctors are cutting back on their hours at work. The report says doctors dropped about 4 hours per week from their schedules over the last decade. That's the equivalent of losing 36,000 doctors nationwide. Here's study author Douglas Steger.
Lower fees and increased market pressure on physicians, we think, may have contributed to the decline.
Now to jobs. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has given an estimate of how many jobs were saved or created by President Obama's stimulus package. It says the stimulus added between 1 and 2 million jobs to the workforce by the end of last year. And finally, after a decades-long ban, the Pentagon may allow women to begin serving on Navy submarines. The subs were off-limits to women because of concerns over how to manage men and women working together in such close quarters.
That's a look at some of the stories we're watching this morning. Coming up to Vancouver, we're going to take a look at the latest from the Winter Olympics.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
Thanks for listening to the Takeaway Podcast. If there's a story you think we should look at or a conversation you'd like us to start, drop us a line at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.